Okay. No, I'm not going to start it saying okay. I always start these things saying okay. I'm not going to say okay. We're going to cut all of this bit. Silence for the intro.
Okay.
We're here tonight at Dinas Bran yet again. I'm here, I think, because I completely forgot the reason why I was here last time. The last time I should have been here to do a particular task. And I don't know, I just got swept up in the day, or maybe I was too tired and didn't have enough energy.
It was the rain.
Yeah, it was the fact that he was chucking it down. I decided that I wasn't going to do what I was going to do. And it just went out of my head. So, for some reason, Cal phoned up today and said, or emailed today and said, let's go out again. And the first place that came to mind was Dinas Bran. It's achievable. We can get here easily. So, we're up on the top of Dinas Bran on a starlit night, just admiring all of the stars around us in a 360-degree parade. It's wonderful. It's not too windy up here tonight. It's not that cold. It's not raining. All these things are positives. So we're up here in the middle of the night, in the dark, mooching about as we do. And I'm just going to quickly tell you what I did. Druid mooching, yeah. I am the Druid the Moocher. So I've come up here tonight to try and reconnect Dinas Bran with the caves in Frodsham, because the caves in Frodsham were the first site that I identified as being an Earth Energy grid point that needed revitalising. And although I don't think this site needs revitalising because its energy is already very strong, I have connected it. I have felt that I should connect this site to that cave system. So I have done that, and this is how I did it. I went and spoke to Bran, the spirit of Bran, who's here, and I invited him to come and help me in my work. And then I called upon my spirit guide, Theodora, to come and help me too. And I placed four sticks of incense around us, created a circle, and then between them, between those two spirit entities, they made enough energy for me to turn into primal energy and to push that out along a particular direction, northeasterly from this point, which I was then going to connect with the cave system. And it was just my job to channel that energy and turn it into neutral energy. Which I did just by imagining that I was doing that and by making sure that the energy was flowing from one point to the next and that it was fixed there. And then I imagined a kind of sort of a circular motion, an arc, a bridge going from here to the cave system and then down under the earth and coming back up here and then cycling around until that was nice and solid. So that's what I did. And when I got finished with that, I went over to Cal, who was on the other side of the castle, and said, Cal, come over here and douse this, which he wasn't keen to do. And I asked him to go off in the dark and find a neutral ley line. So off he stumbled, and a few minutes later he shouted at me and said, it's here. And I said, well, I can't see where here is, but I came over towards him and said, which direction does it go in, and made him point to it. And he was stood on the exact point where I'd done my meditation and pointing in the direction that I'd created the ley line. So I think that was pretty good, considering that we can't see each other from more than 5 feet away. That's a pretty good assurance for me that I'd done the job. And I doused it afterwards, and yes, everything was good. And I thanked Bran and then thanked Theodora and said, thank you very much for helping me do my work. That's my bit over.